The Ram, in the very beginning of the Masechta, starts off by giving what is in fact the sort of general introduction to the Masechta Nedarim. He starts off by saying that there are two types of Neda. There's Nidrei Hekdesh, which is talking about where a person is not doing something to better Kabayis, or is not doing something to Mizbeach. And Nidrei Hekdesh have their own parameters, have their own halachas, namely that a person can only be magdish something which belongs to him, and when he is magdish something, it becomes automatically also to the entire world. And there is a second type of neder which is called Nidrei Isur, where somebody utters on himself something which in essence is muta, and within the halachas of Nidrei Isur they also have their own parameters, insofar that Nidrei Isur one has the ability to usher something which belongs to somebody else, and when one makes a neder which comes under the category of Nidrei Isur, it doesn't become also to the entire world, but it only becomes also to the person that you offered it to. The Ram then continues and says, I want you to know that there is an entire Seder in Shas which deals with Nidrei Hekdesh, and that is the Seder of Kodshim. And this Masechta, our Masechta Nedarim, doesn't deal at all with Nidrei Hekdesh. Our Masechta deals with Nidrei Isur. That's the sort of general introduction that the Ram and other Rishonim as well give in the beginning, at the beginning of the Masechta of Nedarim. The mitzvah that one has, the mitzvah of say that one has, that one is obligated to fulfill a neder that one made. If one makes a neder, one has an obligation to fulfill the neder, and the fulfillment of the neder constitutes a kiyum mitzvah. When a person fulfills a neder, he is in fact doing a mitzvah, he is mekayim a mitzvah tasei. The mitzvah of being mekayim a neder appears in the Torah twice. It appears for the first time in Parshas Matos, where the Torah says, Ish ki yidah neder Hashem, o yishav ha-shvua v'esha isha ha-nafsei, v'yachal dvarai, that if a person makes a neder, or he makes a shvua, through which he is prohibiting something on himself, he shouldn't retract, he shouldn't go back on that which he committed himself to do. Kachol hayesha mitiv yasa. That which came out from his mouth, that's what he should do. So therefore, in those words, or in that phrase of Kachol hayesha mitiv yasa, there is a mitzvah tasei, there is a positive commandment, that one is obligated to fulfill the neder that one made. The Torah then, in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshas Ki Tsetse, says, again, a couple of psukim dealing with the inyan of a neder, and there the pasuk uses the phrase, Meitzei Sfasecha Hishma, that one should be careful to observe, to keep, that which one verbalized. So we have two psukim in the Torah which tell us that there is a mitzvah to do, to fulfill, that which we obligated ourselves with a neder to do. One is the pasuk of Kachol Hayesha Mitiv Yasa, which appears in Tarshish Matish, and one is the pasuk of Meitzes Masech HaTishma, which appears in Tarshish Kiseche. The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, in Mitzvah Safei, Mr. Tzadi Dalit, the Rambam says that the Pasuk in Parshas Matos and the Pasuk in Parshas Kisei are both talking about both types of Nadarim that are introduced here in the Sefer Nadarim. Both Sukkim are talking about Nidrei Hegdash and Nidrei Rishus, Nidrei Yisa. The Rambam says the Pasuk in Parshas Kisei of Moiseh Shvasecha Tishma is talking about both Nidrei Hegdash and Nidrei Rishus. And so too, the Pasuk in Parshas Matos of Kol Hayetz Nitiv Yaseh includes both Nidrei Hegdash and Nidrei Yisa. And in fact, the positive commandments, the mitzvahs asay, that one is obligated to be Mekayim, one is obligated to fulfill, and they're the one makes, appears, says the Rambam, in the Torah twice. And the Rambam doesn't feel this is a problem. I'm not going to go into it because the Rambam has a shikha in this, but there is a concept of what the Rambam calls etzin nichpolos, where the Torah repeats mitzvahs asay a number of times. And therefore, says the Rambam, very clearly, that both the Psukim, both the Pasuk in Parshas Matis and the Pasuk in Parshas Kisei, are referring to both types of Nadarim, and what simply the Torah is doing is it's repeating itself. It's saying the mitzvah to be Mekayim and Neder by Nidrei Hegdash and by Nidrei Yisa in Parshas Matis, and then repeats itself and it says again the mitzvah to be Mekayim and Nidrei Hegdash and Nidrei Yisa in Parshas Kisei. The Rambam, in fact, doesn't only say this in Sefer HaMitzvot, but if you look in the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam repeats it again, the Mishnah Torah. Because if you look in the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, in Yerach HaZokah, the Rambam starts off again, like the Ram, with an introduction. The Rambam starts off at the beginning of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam starts off and the Rambam says that the Haneder Nechlak Nishtei Machlekes, the two types of Nedarim. The first Neder, says the Rambam, is something which I call, quote unquote, the Rambam says, something which I call Nidrei Isra, and then he defines what Nidrei Isra are. And then the Rambam carries on and he says there's a second type of Neder. What's the second type of Neder? That's when a person is Mechayev himself with a Kodna, is Mechayev himself with a Sukkah, is Mechayev himself from make something Hegdash, which is called Nidrei Hegdash. And the Rambam then goes on, as the Ram, to explain the differences between Nidrei Hegdash and Nidrei Isra. And then all of a sudden, in Halacha Daled, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Asay Shel Torah, it's a Mitzvah Asay in the Torah, Shekayim Adam Shvurosai El Nidrei. So Mitzvah Asay in the Torah, that a person should be Mekayim, Shvur should be Mekayim is Neder. Bein Shehaya Min Nidrei Yisra, Bein Shehaya Min Nidrei Hegdash. Whether it's Nidrei Yisra, whether it's Nidrei Hegdash, there's a mitzvah that's said to be Mekayim the Neder. Says the Rambam, how do I know this? Shemema. Says the Rambam, because there are two psukim. Moses Vasecha Tishma, Yashita Kashem Adalta, Venema, and there's a second pasuk, Yichal Hayetz Nitiv Yaseh. In other words, there are two psukim, both psukim are coming to tell me two types of Neder, Nidrei Hegdash and Nidrei Yisra, and I have a mitzvah Hashem to be Mekayim with Nidrei Hegdash and Nidrei Yisra, and a mitzvah Hashem to be Mekayim with Nidrei Hegdash and Nidrei Yisra, are learned out from two psukim, simply a repetition in the Torah. The Ramban, in his comments on the Sefer HaMitzvot of the Rambam, argues with the Rambam. And he argues with the Rambam at length. If you look inside, you'll see that he goes to town. And he disagrees with the Rambam. And he says, you cannot say that the Pasuk in Parshas Matos and the Pasuk in Parshas Kisei are both talking about both types of Neder, Nidrei Hegdash and Nidrei Yisra. It's clear, says the Rambam, that the Pasuk in Parshas Kisei, which says Moshe Shvasecha Tishma, is talking only and exclusively about Nidrei Hegdash. And the Pasuk in Parshas Matos, which says Kechol HaKreation Mipiv Yaseh, is talking exclusively about Nidrei Rishus. In other words, the Ramban argues with the Rambam, and the Ramban says it's not two psukim that are repeating themselves, but it's two psukim, two parashas in the Torah, which are talking about two totally different topics. The pasuk in Parashas Matos, which says Kechol HaYetz Mipiv Yaseh, is talking about Nidrei Rishus. is to be done in the Yisra. And the Pasuk of Moses, Pasecha, Tishmo, which is in Pasuk, Kiseche, is talking about Nidrei Hekdesh. Continues the Ramban, and the Ramban says, I will prove to you that the two parshiyos must be talking about two different types of Nidorim, one parsha talking about Nidrei Rishus, namely the parsha of Matish, and one parsha talking about Nidrei Hekdesh, namely the parsha of Kiseche. Because, says Ramban, they are two mitzvahs nifradas. They are two totally different mitzvahs which have no connection one with the other. And the Ramban continues and says, and I will prove to you that the mitzvah to be Mekayim Nidrei Hekdesh is a totally different mitzvah than the mitzvah to be Mekayim Nidrei Yisra. Because they are two totally different topics. They have no common factors whatsoever. Says Ramban, how do I know this? Says Ramban, very simple. Nidrei Hekdesh, says the Ramban, which we learn out from the Pasuk of Moshe Tzavatecha Tishma, the way in which you make the neder doesn't require that you use in the formula, in the verbalization, when you're making the neder, the word neder. You don't have to use Lashon, you don't have to be master Lashon neder. You don't have to be master at all that there is an element of neder involved here. It's enough to say, says Ramban, Behem Zu Korban, or, alternatively, Kesef Zu Nitzvata. That's all you have to say. An expression which indicates what you want to be done with the object that you are being magdish. But you don't have to use any lotion of Nedel. Masha Ein came by Nidrei Yisra, says Ramban, you do have to use a lashon of Neda. So you see clearly, the same by Nidrei Yisra, you do have to use a lashon of Neda, and by Nidrei Hekdesh, you don't have to use a lashon of Neda, but there must be two totally separate parshas. Point number two, says Ramban, why they must be two separate parshas, because we find another basic difference between Nidrei Hekdesh and Nidrei Yisra. By Nidrei Hekdesh, says Ramban, there is an Isra of Zalt Acha. By Nidrei Hekdesh, if you do not fulfill your commitment within the given time period, whatever the given time period is, we won't go into that, because the Gemara discusses that, what the given time period is. But whatever the given time period is, if you don't fulfill your obligation within that given time period, you are over an Isra. How do I know you're over an Isra? Says Ramban, because the Torah says you're over an Isra. Where does the Torah say you're over an Isra? In the Pasuk of Leisa Achel Hushalmi. Where is the Pasuk of Leisa Achel Hushalmi written, says Ramban? In Pasuk Kiseite. Pasuk Kiseite is talking about Nidrei Hekdesh. So therefore it makes sense that because the Isra of Balta Achel is in Pasuk Kiseite, it makes sense to say the Pasuk Kiseite is talking about Nidrei Hekdesh. Masha'en came by Nidrei Yisra, says Ramban, there is no Yisra of Balta Acha. The person who makes a Neda and his Eva on the Neda is not Eva, says Ramban, on Balta Acha. Saint Ramban has two riyas that the Parsha of Nidrei Hekdesh and the Parsha of Nidrei Yisra are two totally separate things, unlike the Rambam. First of all, that by Nidrei Rishus, which we learn out from the Pasuk according to the Rambam, of Koyeshmi Pivyasa, you have to use either a Lashon Neda or a Kili for a Lashon Neda, or you have to be a Yodish Nidorim. And if he says Ramban, I'm not going to eat this or something like that, it won't help in the slightest. And number two, there is no din of Balta Achel by Nidrei Yisra, which there is by Nidrei Hekdesh. So you have here a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. What I want to do is to try and explain where the Ramban is coming from and where the Rambam is coming from. And so I want to explain where the Ramban is coming from. I want to introduce another Ramban. This Ramban is a Ramban al Torah. The Ramban al Torah in Parshas Matthew. The beginning of Parshas Matthew, from the Pasuk of Yishkiyidah Nodalashem, on that Pasuk, the Ramban says that we don't find anywhere within the context of Nedarim that it is possible for a person to make a neder which pertains to doing a positive action. There is no neder, says the Ramban, the kum va'aseh. There's no such thing as a neder, the kum va'aseh. A neder is always a shev be'altaisa. A neder is always when you are refraining, when you are preventing yourself from doing something. But there is no such thing as making a neder positively. Therefore, says Ramban, if a person makes a neder and he says it in a positive fashion, right, the neder will not be chal. Ask Ramban on himself, and he says, surely that's not true. Surely we do find situations of neder which are made the kumbashay. Says Ramban, what is a classic example of a neder which is made b'kum v'asei? Says Ramban, the classic example of a neder b'kum v'asei would be Nidrei Hedrash. What does a person say in Nidrei Hedrash? Nidrei Hedrash, a person says, Hare Olai Oilo. I want this to be a Oilo. Hare Olai Shlomim. I want this to be a Shlomim. Says Ramban, if so, you see that there is the concept of making a neder the Kumbashay. Says Ramban, an interesting point. Says Ramban, Nidrei Hekdesh can be made the Kumbashay because there's a specific reason why you can make Nidrei Hekdesh the Kumbashay. What are you trying to do when you make Nidrei Hekdesh? Says Ramban, when you make Nidrei Hekdesh, what you're trying to do is, you're trying to make the object Kodesh. How you make the object Kodesh? So as the Ramban said, Nidrei Hekdesh, Magdish Leberet Habayis, Oilem Isberah. Classic Nidrei Hekdesh is when you're giving something either to the Beret Habayis, or you're giving something to the Mizbeah. In other words, you basically are transferring your object to the Beis HaMikdash, and anything which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash becomes Kodesh. Says the Ramban al-Atera, there is a principle, and the principle is that if I want to transfer my object to somebody else, there is a legal vehicle of doing it. If I have an object, and I want to give my object to Rabbi Yellen, then there is a legal vehicle of how I give my object to Rabbi Yellen. And the way that I do it is through a vehicle, through a medium, through something which is called a kinyan. And the only way one can transfer ownership legally, as far as the Torah is concerned, is by a kinyan. And a kinyan has gzorim. A kinyan has parameters. The Torah lays out for us what kinyanim are, and the Rabbanim say there may be even more kinyanim. But there are fixed parameters of what's called a kinyan. Hekdesh, says Ramban, has its own parameters. The way in which I transfer ownership to Hekdesh doesn't work in the same way as I transfer ownership to somebody else. The way in which I transfer ownership to Hekdesh, the Gemara says, that Amirasay leHekdesh kemishirasay leHedyas. The way in which I transfer something to Hekdesh, I don't have to make a kinyan. It doesn't work through the vehicles of normal transfer of ownership. By Hekdesh, we learn out from Sukkim in the Torah, the Hekdesh has its own din. Verbalization that I want to give something to Hekdesh is enough that the object becomes Hekdesh, and if it's Hekdesh, it has Kedusha. Says the Ramban, the reason why, when a person says a Lashon Hekdesh in a language which is Kum V'Aseh, that it has an effect and the object becomes Kodesh, is because of the side mechanics. It's because of the side mechanics that comes into play here. the mechanics of Amirasa in Yigvaya to Mishirasa Lehegya. The minute that you said that you want someone to be headless, click. Into action comes this concept that a verbalization that I want to give something to headless now belongs to headless. And something which now belongs to headless is Kodesh. In other words, what is the Ramban saying here? If you want to rephrase the Ramban using slightly more modern terminology, then the way in which we would rephrase the Ramban is we would say as follows. But the Ramban is trying to express an idea here. And the idea that the Ramban is trying to express there is that Nidrei Hegdash and Nidrei Isra are two totally different concepts which had no relationship one to the other. Why do they have no relationship one to the other? Because if you're talking about how the Isur comes about in modern day terminology, the Chaleis HaIsur, if you're talking about how the Chaleis HaIsur comes about, the Chaleis HaIsur comes about differently by Nidrei Hegdash than it does by Nidrei Isur. By Nidrei Isur or by Nidrei Rishus, how does the object become Osur? How does the Chaleis HaIsur come into effect? It comes into effect through the fact that I made a neder. The Chiddush HaSeira is that if a person makes a neder, neder shas HaIsur. Neder creates HaIsur. Why? Who? We? How? Right? That we need to all make sure to explain each one in his own work. But neder creates HaIsur. So by Nidrei Rishus, by Nidrei Isur, the Isur that exists on the object about which you made the Neder came into effect because of a Hilchoseh in the Dorim, because of a Neder the Kedim. By Hegdish, says the Ramban, the fact that the object becomes Osur has nothing to do with the Halachas in the Dorim. If there would not be a Masechus Nedorim in the entire Shas, I would still know that you can make an object into Hegdish. Because the way in which Hegdish comes about, says the Ramban, and this is basically what the Ramban seems to be saying, is it's not a Nedarim Dikadin. It's a Kinyonim Dikadin. The way of making a Kinyon to Hegdish is through the principle of Amirasa and Nidvaya, from Mishirasa and Hegdish, the verbalization by Gabi Hegdish creates Kinyon. This principle is actually spoken about at length by the Avnei Milut. The Avnei Milut talks about this at length. It's a very famous Avnei Milut. The Avnei Milut is the first Simon of the Avnei Milut, Simon Aleph of the Avnei Milut, where the Avnei Milut says something very interesting. The Avnei Milut says that even though it's poshut, the Ein Din Nedarim B'Ben Noach, the parasha of Nedarim was a parasha which was said in the Torah to Jews. By Jews there's the concept of Nedarim. By non-Jews there is no concept of Nedarim. Ben Noach doesn't have the dinim of Nedarim. Says the Avnei Milut, Mikolmotim, nevertheless, Isla Hudino, there are dinim of Kinyonim by non-Jews. And therefore, a non-Jew will have the concept of Amirasa Nigvaya Kamisharasa Lehegyas. Therefore, if a non-Jew says the Avnei Milut, Stam Neda Nedel, it's a Hukatula. It's nothing. Imada Lahavi Kobin. But if a non-Jew made a Neder that he's going to bring a Kobin, Havale Chayv Gomer, it becomes a complete obligation. The Devim Yechoshim Yishubadim, and he can even take away for Hegdish that which he commits himself to Hegdish, even if it was something which was Mishubad. Why? Because when he was made the Lahavi Kovan, he goes through with a dinim with Halachas of Kinyanim of Amirot and Yigvaya Kamishirashay the Hegdish. So it comes out that the Ramban's shita is that there is a vast difference in terms of the Chaleis Isra of Nidrei Hegdish and the Chaleis Isra of Nidrei Isur. I want to go one stage further. There's another difference, according to the Ramban, between Nidrei Hegdash and Nidrei Isur. The difference doesn't only lie in the Chaleis of the Isur, but the difference lies in another factor as well, and that is the nedar to the kingdom of the nedar, the nedar to fulfilling the nedar. Ramban held that Nidrei Hekdesh and Nidrei Isra were two totally different houses we say beyond. Because not only did he feel that the Chaleis Isra was totally different, but he also felt that the Kiyum HaNedah was totally different. By Nidrei Hekdesh, or by Nidrei Stoker, for example, which is also part of Nidrei Hekdesh, what is the Mitzvah Asay? The Ramban held that the Mitzvah Asay, by Nidrei Hekdesh, is to be Mekayim Diburim. What does that mean? In other words, to fulfill that which you obligated yourself to fulfill through making the neder to Hekdesh or to Shaka. In other words, if a person says, I commit myself, Hari Olai, Shlomim, Hari Olai, Oilo, what is the Kiyum Mitzvah? The Kiyum Mitzvah is a shlomim. The Kiyum Mitzvah is a korban. The person says, Hari Olai, to give a certain amount of money to Stoker, what is the Kiyum Mitzvah? The Mekayim Kiyum Mitzvah says Stoker. Not the Mekayim the Neder. All that the Neder is, by Nidrei Isra, is the vehicle which creates for you the Chiyuv. Masha'ein Kein, by Nidrei Isra, that's not the case according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, by Nidrei Isra, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is not the end result of what you do and what you don't do, because what you do and what you don't do according to the Ramban is not a mitzvah, not by Nidrei Isra. There's no mitzvah there. By Nidrei Isra, when you do that which you committed yourself to do, you will attain a mitzvah to say it's Kiyum HaMitzvah. So it comes out that according to the Ramban, there are two basic differences between Nidrei Isra and Nidrei Hekdesh. Nidrei Isra, the chalosh of the Isra is an Adorim Dikadim, and the Kiyum HaNedah is an Adorim Dikadim. By Hekdesh, the chalosh of Isra is a Kinyanim Dikadim, and the Kiyum is a Kiyum of that which you obligated yourself to do. Therefore, seeing that the Yisraid of the Mitzvah of Kiyum Nidrei Hekdesh is totally different from the Yisraid of the Mitzvah of Kiyum Nidrei Rishus, both in the Kiyum HaNedah and in the Chalosh HaNedah, so they're two totally different concepts. Therefore, says Ramban, if they are two totally different concepts, they must, by definition, be two totally separate mitzvahs, because they have no connection one with the other. Therefore, because they are two totally separate mitzvahs, because the Luhus Dinam are separate, they're different in terms of the Chalais Isra and in terms of the Kiyum HaNedah, therefore the Torah had no choice but to separate them and put them into two separate parshas. And therefore the one parsha deals with Nidrei Hekdesh and the other parsha deals with Nidrei Rishus. Therefore, according to the Ramban, seeing that the whole Chalais Isra of a Neder is a Neder Dikadin, says the Ramban, therefore, when you make a neder, you have to use a lashon neder, because that's the whole Chalais Isra. The whole Chalais Isra is a neder dikadin. Masha'en came by Hekdesh, where there's no neder dikadin here, where it's a kinyan dikadin, that we don't have to use, says the Ramban, a lashon of neder. Bal ta'asha, says the Ramban, it's very simple. What is the Isra of Bal ta'asha? The Ramban will maintain that a person made a neder, and his neder obligated him to do something, to bring the korban. If he delays in bringing the korban, he's over on the Baal Ta'ata. In other words, the Baal Ta'ata is always the ichor in doing that which you're machayev yourself to do, not the ichor in the neder. The neder is just a hechatzimsa of creating these chayvus, but the Baal Ta'ata is the ichor in his chayvus. Therefore, says Ramban, that's only shayach by Nidrei Hekdesh, where by Nidrei Hekdesh you have a hichayvus, where the estate of Nidrei Hekdesh is the state of the mitzvah, I say, the key of my mitzvah is being the time that which you were required to do. See, if you're ma'akeh, you're mitzvah, or you're ma'akeh, you're ma'avos shlomim, or you're ma'akeh, you're ma'avos oila, you're even bal ta'akeh. But you're not oila because you're ma'akeh in the neder. It's not nedikah in the bal ta'akeh. The bal ta'akeh is doing it in his haibah. And therefore, it's only shayach by nidrei is hegdish, and it's not shayach by nidrei isla. If you look in the Megillas Esther on Sefer HaMikvah, he comes along and he says, I don't understand the Rambam. He says, but the starting point of the Rambam is that there are two parshas in the Torah talking about two different things. It seems that there are two parshas in the Torah, therefore there must be a difference in halacha. And what's the difference in halacha? There is one place is Baltate, one place is not Baltate, etc. So the Megillas Esther, he says, where is it coming from, the Rambam? He says, why? Let's say that there are two parshas in the Torah, and there's no difference in halacha. Let's say, okay, there is a difference in halacha, and it's still not two parshas in the Torah. Why should the difference in halacha be probably on the two parshas? In other words, the Megillas Esther understood the Rambam starting from the following point. There are two repetitions. There's a repetition in the Torah, it says the same thing twice. The Mekayim A Neder. So obviously it must be two separate things. What are the two separate things? And then we've got the Shulukim. But I'm saying the other way around. It doesn't work that way. In other words, Rambam didn't start because he had two psukim in the Torah, and therefore he objected to the Rambam's principle that the Torah doesn't repeat itself unnecessarily twice. The Rambam is starting from a different point. The Rambam said, you see the Matthias of the Mahush, the same din of the Nidrei Hegdish is totally different than the same din of the Nidrei Isra. Therefore, it must be written as two separate passages in the Torah. In other words, the fact that it's written as two separate passages in the Torah, according to Rambam, is the outcome of the fact that, in essence, there are basic differences in the Chalosh Isra between the two, and there are basic differences in the Kiyum HaNeder between the two. Okay, fine. So have the Rambam learn stuff. So first of all, obviously the Rambam held that there was absolutely no difference between the Yisrei Din of Nidrei Hegdish and the Yisrei Din of Nidrei Rishus. And the Rambam obviously doesn't hold of this business that by Nidrei Hegdish, the way the Rambam says in Parshas Matthias, that it works with the principle of Amir Asher Nidrei from Yisrei Asher Hegdish. Ella, the Rambam will learn that also by Nidrei Hegdish it works through the principle of Nidorim. That's not such a big finish to say, because with the very sense of help somewhere along the line we'll get there, whether it's in the Kiyas or whether it's in the end. But later on, the Gemara, the Rosh, the whole sugi in the Gemara later on, and that's Kastesh on the base, but there in that sugi and that's Kastesh on the base, the Rosh says quite clearly that Mr. Rosh Lehedia has nothing more to do with Kivanim, but it's Taker and Neder Dikadim. So there are sitters of Israelim who disagree with that principle. So therefore that Nakuda doesn't create a problem for the Rambam. The Rambam will also have to argue on the second point that the Ramban made. Namely, the fact that there's a difference in the Kiyum HaMitzvah between Nidrei Hegdish and Nidrei Rishus. Now we all know that there is a Shita of the Rif, which possibly is a Shita of the Ram as well, later on. In the Sefer Shavuos, and it's certainly the Shita of a number of Rishonim. Here on the spot, the last basis of the Mephilosophs, that the only way in which you can make a Neder, that it should be an Ikra Neder, is by using Hashposha. Right? Our Ram seems to say differently, and everybody and their mother-in-law have ways of answering what the figure in the Ram is. But leaving that aside for a moment, definitely the Ram says very clearly in Shavuos that the only way you can make a neder is by using Hashposha. There's a very lengthy Mishnah Lamelech where the Mishnah Lamelech tries to work out what is the Rambam's position on this questions is whether you can only make a nether with Hatzotah or not. And the conclusion of the Mishnah Melech is that the Rambam also is of the opinion that a nether is Tachya b'Hatzotah. But the Mishnah Melech brings close to Rambam, and he says a very interesting thing. He says, if you look in the language of the Rambam, he says, you see something interesting. The Rambam says that Nidrei Isra, what's the chapter of Nidrei Isra? It says the Rambam, Achelik HaRishon Zushin Yeser Asmei Dvorim HaMetzarim Loi. And then the Rambam carries on to the Mishnah Melech, and he says, Va'al Zeh Nema, the phrase in the Pasuk, the Isra Asar Al Nasei. Sheyeser Asmei Dvorim HaMetzarim. In other words, the Mishnah Melech understood in the Rambam that the Rambam's shita is that there's a pasuk in the Torah that tells me that I can create Isurim. And that pasuk in the Torah is this pasuk of the Isra Asa al Nafshei. Were it not that pasuk, I wouldn't be able to create Isra. It's that pasuk which tells me the Siddush, I can create Isra. Right? In fact, it's from the Mishnah Melech, it's a matter of from that pasuk, the Rambam seems to understand why you need that pasuk as well, but I don't want to go into that. I'll come upon him. What we do see is that the Rambam seems to be learning out the fact that you can impose an Isra on a Dabar HaMutar from a pasuk. And in fact, the source of the Rambam, where did the Rambam get it from? The Rambam got it from a Sifri, from the first of Sifri, from the beginning of Tarsus Matus. And the Sifri said in the first, if we learn out from that phrase in the Pasuk that you can create Isra on something which is Mutar. Therefore, the Rambam was of the opinion that you have the ability to create Isra. And the pasuk of Moshe Sasecha Tishma is simply telling you that you have an obligation to do that which you created. You created Isra, you now have the obligation to relate to that object as being Asra. In other words, the Torah came along and the Torah said, if you verbalize a certain way, it creates Isra. Then the Torah says, once you've created Isra, now you have an obligation to relate to that as being Isra. And in fact, the Rambam says this in the first. If you look clearly at the beginning of the Rambam, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Nidreis, the Rambam says that the fact that you can create Isra, right, is learnt out from one pasuk. And then the fact that you now have to relate to it as being Isra, that we learn out from the pasuk, the other psukim. Therefore, it would appear that the Rambam shita is that when it comes to the union of the halos Isra of Nidrei Hekdesh and Nidrei Isra, that's no difference between the two. It's not working for Amir Asa Ligvaya, because Amir Asa Ligvaya is also a dinner of the day. When it comes to the kiyum of the mitzvahs asay, the Rambam holds that both in the case of Neder, with the Isra and Nidrei Hekdesh, the Isra is no different from Nidrei Hekdesh. In the same way as Nidrei Hekdesh, the kiyum is in not in the Neder, but in the outcome, so too in Nidrei Isra, the Kiyum is the outcome, the Isra. You have to relate to it as being Isra. Therefore, the Rambam didn't see any difference between the case of Nidrei Hekdesh and the case of Nidrei Isra. The only thing that remains problematic in the Rambam would seemingly be the argument of the Ramban of Baal Ta'acha. Baal Ta'acha says the Ramban doesn't apply by Nidrei Hekdesh, and does apply by Nidrei Hekdesh. Again, that's the shita of the Ramban. So there's a huge machlokes shenim on this topic. And the Ram, for example, does some of Gimel, says very clearly that there's an issue of Baal Ta'acha also by Nidrei Hekdesh. And one would have to see, but it's very possible We haven't got time to go into all this, but it's very possible when we get to the city of Balsata, maybe we will go into this, but the Rambam holds, like those other Rishonim. Therefore, the basis of the argument between the Ramban and the Rambam was simply revolves around two very simple points. Is there a more difference, a basic difference, a difference in the hush between Nidrei Hekdesh and Nidrei Isur? Are they two totally different things in the Chalesh Isur and in the Kiyum of the Neder, or are they one and the same thing? If one would want to, one would continue, one would see that in fact this is a Pandora's box, because there is a huge machlokes and rishonim about this, as to whether Nidrei Hekdesh are in the Goyim Dikudim and go through with the normal Gedolim of Nidrei Isur or not. That's what I wanted to say in connection, just as a preacher, to the Mesechus Gedolim. I just want to add on one thing, the Divrei Agoda, to the first year of Zman. I'm very fond of telling the story, but I'll introduce the story before I tell it. Now, one of the Gedolim Yisrael of the last generation was the Rogoshova. The Rogoshova was probably one of the biggest geniuses that arose in the Chal Yisrael, certainly in the last hundreds of years. The Rogoshova knew Kol HaFirikula, and the Rogoshova, as we all know when he wrote very briefly, he wrote everything in Maram HaKemis. If you have a look and you have a chance at the Chizus of the Rogoshova, you get an idea of who this person was, because you find lengthy letters where all he writes is, I am here, I am there, I am here, I am there. The Zevin Zechon Rochel showed me once three Chizus in the Hitzos Varsha, in the Varsha edition of the Chizus of the Rogoshova. And he said, look at these three Chizus and give you an idea of who this man was. One shiva is 67 lines. The 67 lines is true that the page is split into two columns. So 67 short lines, but the entire shiva is iron, 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 iron. Now if you look at the shiva, you see something very interesting. The guy asking the question, the actual answer to the question is one line. Iron, and he brings a Gemara. So what's the 66 lines? And that's the beginning of the letter following. He writes, I'm very sorry I didn't reply to your letter earlier, but as you know I suffer from asthma. And the last 3 weeks I had a tremendous attack of asthma, and I therefore couldn't reply to your letter. Then there are 66 lines of Maram HaKemis, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Teres Tanim, anywhere you want where asthma is mentioned. So as ever said to me, he said, do you think that the rubbish of us sat down and said, well, I'm writing a letter now, and it would be a great kunsch. But I said, right, I have asthma, and I write all the Maram HaKemis when we say asthma. He said, no, the Rogoshova's mind goes like that. The minute the word asthma came into his mind, immediately saw in front of him, started to pull everywhere where asthma was written. That's one shiva. There's another shiva, which is the same thing. I can't remember exactly how many lines it is. It's a long shiva, and he starts off and writes from the top the date. He writes the date. This way, Yom, Zion, Tishri, Toshim, Samachvob. So he writes the whole list, the whole, the whole page of Maram HaKemis. And then the bottom, he says, the Megala Shein Oshra Ayin. So where are all these Maram HaKemis? Everywhere in the entire Torah where these dates is mentioned. And there's a third shiva, a famous one, which everybody knows, which also goes on for who knows how long, which seemingly has no connection with the Shaila whatsoever, and if you check all the Maram HaKemis, you find that in each Maram HaKemis the word Amoris appears. And that was his answer to the guy who asked the question. And there also was somebody who knew Kol HaFirikula. Here the whole Torah right in front of him. There was a story, and I tell over the story the whole time, because it's an amazing story. But about 126 years ago, a Hungarian Jew was trying to make a fast buck, Semitic Hungarian Jews, decided to do something which is convinced it's going to make him a fortune. You know that on Seder Kodshim there's no Yerushalmi. There was a Yerushalmi, but lost somewhere. So he got up one morning, and he was a very, very good, bright guy, and he wrote a Yerushalmi on Kodshim. He wrote it himself. And then he said that he told a whole story. The story was he was in Africa, and he met a Sephardi Jew, and the Sephardi Jew had his manuscript, and he took the manuscript, and he published this. And he sent to build the Daily Show, and he got astonished from some of the greatest Daily Show around. The Prophet said they found the mission in his army. But there were other debaters who disagreed and said it's a forgery. And it became a great debate which went over a period of 6 or 7 years. At the end, all the debaters, other than three, insisted that it was a forgery. In the end, he himself admitted that it was a forgery. And there's a very famous letter from Nelson Mandela, Mr. Mandela, writes, you're not allowed to keep it in your house because it's an issue of the story, so over the paper, etc. They brought the Yerushalmi into the Rogoshova. Then the whole thing was going on. They brought it into the Rogoshova and they said, family says he's discovered the Yerushalmi. Is it correct or isn't it correct? The Rogoshova, and there are 80 reels who saw this, the Rogoshova opened it up in about four places. And he went like this, 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 put it down, and he said, throw it in the garbage, I told you. So they took him, hanging up, to his pocket. The pocket, about 6 years of very slow, and typing that crazy story came out, this one put up pamphlets proving that it's correct, and that was bought that pound of it. And it was like 30 seconds, is it? So the Rogoshova says, well, you have to know something. He says, first of all, there's two problems. He says, first of all, such bavli and such Yerushalmi works in a certain order. In other words, if one Amira is brought, then the next Amira who's being quoted will be so-and-so. There is a Seder in Havoy Samarayim. There's a Seder in the way in which the Amarayim are brought down. Bavli has one Seder, and Yerushalmi is different. Amarayim has a different Seder. This stuff is similar to the Seder. You have to be a Rebbe Sefer to be able to learn. Second of all, he said, it doesn't seem like Kabbalah. So he said, what? He said, in the Teresh B'Tzav and Teresh B'Alpeh are totally inseparable. It's one unit. In the same way as the Teresh B'Tzav, there's Tzav, Remez, Druz, Shod, the same is true of Teresh B'Alpeh. He said, we have a chiyuv to learn Gemara, we have a chiyuv to learn Gemara Tzav. And to come out of Halacha. He says, it doesn't mean that there isn't Druz in Gemara, and there isn't Remez in Gemara, and there's Shod in Gemara. This doesn't seem like a Kabbalah. So it must be a forgery. In fact, there have been, in the course of the years, people who printed fine. There are whole specific Kabbalah which go right away from Shas, saying, I don't know, Kabbalah. Happened of course with us. But it exists out there. In other words, every Nesef that you learn, every Zartela that you learn, has only two things. There's the Zorim, there's the Zorim, there's the Kinyon, there's the Zorim, and there's the Pshat of it. And there's also the Musahashkal of it. It's also coming to tell you something. And in fact, it's more than that. We believe there's that shock of prophecy in everything. We believe that nothing happens by chance. And therefore, if one is learning a particular Mishnah at a particular point in time, then there's a Musa Haskell at that point in time that we are expected to take from it. We're expected the Miser to take something out of it besides the Inyanim, the Baranim, the Atayim, the Ibn Hazachayim, and others. So there must be something practical that we can take out of it as well. There's a very interesting halacha, which appears at the very beginning of Hilchos Hazon and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Hilchos Hazon and the Aruch HaShulchan was in Ksav Yad, which was only published about 18 years ago. It doesn't appear in the normal text of the Aruch HaShulchan, only because you see the second cover there. Right? This is Ksav Yad, it was written by his great-grandson, and it was printed by somebody 18 years ago. And he says a very interesting thing. At the very beginning of the Hilchos Hazon, he goes on, Longo Yichas, and he says, you should know that there are endless Divrei Chazal. What Chazal say that people should not make Nidorim. It is a terrible thing to make a Nidor. V'yachar Nidor alfa tisha mekayim ve'y nikur yosha ve'y kachayta. Making Nidorim, he says, and he brings endless list of Ryan McCainness, he says, making Nidorim is terrible. And then he carries on and he says, V'im tishal, if you ask V'im kain, if so, lama hirsis la hakeira la odam linda, how come the Torah allowed it before? If this is a terrible thing, then the Torah shouldn't have allowed it. V'aid, and furthermore, so the Torah shouldn't have had a second problem, which is even a bigger problem. Seems to be a mafurish in Mishnah in Arbus, which seems to contradict this. There's a mafurish in Mishnah in Arbus, which says, the ugly priestess Nazareth. But if a person wants to get away from doing Averis, he should make Nazareth. On the one hand, the Nazarim is a terrible thing. On the other hand, the Torah gives a pass of the Nazarim, and in fact, the Mishnah and others say that the Nazarim is a positive thing. So either it's a negative thing or it's a positive thing. What's going on here? So the Rosh Hashanah and Bah, you should know. The Vada Yesh Nazarim Shemitzvah Linda. There's no question that there are a majority in which the mitzvah to make such a nedar. To me, for example, he says, somebody who is making a nedar is sakein maisov. Somebody who is making a nedar in order to be misakein is maisim. Harei zeh zori is a mesubah. That's a very positive thing. Says the Racha Shulchan, what do I mean? What is an example, says the Racha Shulchan, of me Shinoida the Sakin myself? Says the Racha Shulchan, I'll tell you an example. Misha Hayashoyge Bayayin. Somebody likes drinking alcohol. Who enjoys drinking alcohol? Yasur Hayayin Alatma Isman Maruba Oy. Such a person, the fellow wants that he should make a neder. He won't drink anymore, either for a period of time or the oil and void. Then the Racha Shulchan continues and he says, Valdori Meilu! And from a neder like this, the Mishnah says in Oveis, Valdori Siyogri Peshis. The Anadorim Eilu Tiyesu Beilu, and these types of Anadorim, the Torah says, Ishki Yidah Medel Hashem, Tuleina, Hashem Shemayim. That's the type of Medel that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. So the Racha Shulchan, the Achei Kaleila, and even after all this, after Pishu Zeh Amin, whom Anadorim Hari Uyim, even though this is a Medel which one really should make, Nimokom Mokom Riyog, the Adam Asmi Behem, we don't want that a person should get used to making the Dorim. We don't want a person who should start making the Nidre. Therefore, says the Racha Shulchan, what the Torah says is the following. You should know that if there's a certain Indian which you have a wholesale weakness in that Indian, then the Torah wants you to make a letter about it. Because the Dorim is the other priestess. However, they're scared that if you start making the Dorim, you start making the Dorim about things you don't need to make the Dorim. Therefore, don't make the neder, but the whole prophet, she yifresh mitzvorim, she royu yifresh mehem, the lay neder. The whole prophet, don't use the lashon neder, that you shouldn't get into a lot of problems, but make our cloth, you're going to be perished from that. The Musa Haskar of the Sefer Shmadorim is that every single individual knows, prophet himself, there is a certain inyanim which he has a chulshah for, or he has a weakness. And Lailam, the Musa Haskar of the Sefer is that a person should stand up and should say, make a neder. And if he made a neder, he'd keep away from it because he'd be scared of the success of a neder. Because the success of a neder, someone doesn't keep the neder, is very, 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 very strong. The whole focus of the Racha Shulchan, we don't want you to make the neder because it's a problem. The whole focus of the Halacha, one of the things at least, is going to be perished on it. That's the Mishnah Haskalah of the Sefer Shulchan.